Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, you're the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, on drugs to your land, guns in your hand. Yes, man, though, I'ma tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a COINTELPRO pro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point fingers not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just shift the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off by leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, they just drop bombs. Some mothers in the kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck and throw they wouldn't shoot they weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a soda. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a soda. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out of state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines, but I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies, they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds that bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Up our act, and if you've been held down before, I know you.
refuse to be held down anymore.
Time we found love. You know Marvin Gaye said it best. I want to welcome you to Black Power Radio. It's your host, the Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar, Abdullah Kareem Bilal. I'm right here in the beautiful city and the potentially fair city of Washington, D.C. We have a very special program for you all tonight, and we have a guest in the wings. The topic, we bring in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful benefactor, the most merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the guardian, the evolver, the cherisher and sustainer of all of the worlds. We bear witness to all that have been raised to this hour. We must bear witness to those that came in that spirit of Akhenaten, that came from Adam until Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those that came in the spirit of the Honorable Nat Turner, to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And we have a very special guest for tonight. We bring our show up. We have, I believe, out in New York City. He might be in Harlem and Manhattan. He might be in Brooklyn, the Queens, or the Bronx. But he is the mighty, mighty New York himself, the Honorable Melchizedek, brother minister. Melchizedek, you come on live to the airways. And we got so many in the audience tonight. The topic, reparations, the man that we all need to know. And that is the Honorable Minister Melchizedek. Assalamu alaikum. And Black Power.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, brother, oh, I'm so happy. I'm overjoyed, brother. I just call you and say, assalamu alaikum, you put me on live? Oh, I appreciate that. Well, to the listening audience, I'm Melchizedek, Supreme Shabazz Allah, known as the Universal High Priest of the Nation of Islam on Earth and in the universe. And I'm for any program that's out there that's available that's about education, elevation, for the young generation, hey, I'm with that 1,000%. Because everything that we have, all the knowledge, wisdom, understanding that we have in our possession, it's our responsibility to make it available for the young generation so they can take it to the next level. Because that's, they won't be able to go to the next level if they don't have everything that they, if we don't equip them with everything they need. It's about education, elevation for the young generation, okay? And so now I'm so happy. So whatever you feel you want to, if you want to ask me questions or whatever, my understanding, feel free. I'm open, you know? I'm just your brother. I know I come as the high priest, but a high priest is just your brother, okay?
He's the one that taught us how to make the black nation say, how you going to make the black nation rise? We're going to agitate. We're going to... We're educated. We're going to organize. I'm going to tell that West Coast. We're going to come from that east side and see how they do that thing on the west side. But Minister Melchizedek is here. We're looking at west side and pick up our National Minister of Justice is right out on that west side. We're going to welcome our a universal doctor in so many fields, and we just bring it as our national minister of justice, the Honorable Dr. Truth May. Is he available? Dr. Truth May should be on that website.
That's all I'm saying about Black Power.
Go ahead. Talk Black Force. We're right out there on the website. Is that the noise in your background? Go ahead.
Yes, power to the people. It's pretty noisy back there. But we are winding down as we have reparations hearing coming up in Sacramento, March 29th and March 30th. And we currently have a guest, Reggie Romaine, who's been leading a reparations charge. Right now we have a huge, huge scandal that happened last week concerning Reverend Dr. Amos Brown, who is the president of the San Francisco NAACP. We're going to have the full story next week concerning what is the update on the 26th, March 26th. San Francisco NAACP, if you have not heard, had denied reparations for the citizens of San Francisco. So that, which is 5 million per descendant of slaves. And what makes it even more significant is that Amos Brown is the vice chair of the California Reparations Task Force. So this is an eye-opener. We already know NAACP doesn't work for Black people since its inception, but to have a vice chair of a task force that's supposed to be bringing the whole state of California reparations denied their own city, it says a lot. So we are going to mobilize people who have been really trying to get the word out and the financials concerning reparations. Now, before all that transpires, we want you to go to IG and sign up, follow reparations. 1619 Reparation Party is the Instagram. You can take a look at the past and what's happening in the future. What I do suggest, Black family, is that each and every one of you that have a melanated complexion, and if you are a descendant of slaves and know it, you have an obligation to follow and trace your lineage, because reparations is something that is going to come to pass. It is a regression. It is an apology in the form of monetary, land, equity. So this is where we have to be on top of things. So we want you to continue to follow the California Task Force as we move forward. Now back in local policy news, our main issue, let's focus on South Carolina. South Carolina, March 20th, tomorrow will be the next Spartanburg County Council meeting. There we are going to ask, we are going to present to the board, Spartanburg politicians to be exact, that there is no written policy whatsoever that South Carolina law enforcement has concerning how they are to police their police the city that they're in. And so as we have found out February 20th with the Lane Reese family going into Spartanburg Sheriff's Office and requesting the identification of one officer and the pushback that Ms. Lane Reese received concerning no need for her to know the name of the officer that snatched Lavelle off the street walking down a road minding his own business on October the 2nd to be exact. So we are currently on top of policy making for South Carolina, and we'll see what Spartanburg County Council members, specifically Monier Abusoff, who also is a president of the NAACP in their area. So we are definitely, Black family, you already know the topic of the next couple weeks would be covering and uncovering the NAACP in its entirety. We're going to break it down in the month of April. Will be our first covering for that, and therefore we must expose these white supremacists in blackface. that's the worst you can get.
Mm-hmm.
So we will keep you updated on that. And then also we want to touch bases on North Carolina, where our beloved comrade John Carrington was harassed and abused by Roxborough police. And on the incident report, they not only put the wrong name of the officer, but they are continuing to double down on their overt bias racism. So this black family, I tell you, we got to band together to really shut these institutions down, these agencies that have been operating under white supremacy since day one are the ones that we have to consistently expose and replace, shut them down. But we can't do it, black family, if we're not consistent in the planning process. So we'll give you an update. Our national chairman will be still coming to you live from Spartanburg on the way. So whether we're on the field, we still got to do the work. And so we want all of us to be on the same page of revolution. So this is
Chief
Bay, Minister of Justice, power to the people.
Power to the people. Sakhu Bay out there in Los Angeles, California, and conducting hearings on the reparations. They got a reparations team out there. She's helped us to put the foot in the door in Spartanburg, South Carolina, a place where they have produced 22, maybe 23 body bags in record time out of one administration in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And we have our live. Our chairman is in South Carolina. Brother Chairman Ty is right there in South Carolina, checking them in the midst of the iniquity and bringing it right to the front line for you right here on Black Power Radio. We are our brother Chairman Ty. We'll be stopping in North Carolina tomorrow, but we'll be live at City Council tomorrow in Spartanburg, South Carolina. We're going to bring live our beloved brother Ty, the chairman of South Carolina. Black Power, Assalamu alaikum, and Black Power. Black Power?
Black Power.
Black Power. Yes, sir. I love him.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yes, sir. Beautiful. And he's rocking that South Carolina, and we're just live to be, doing our thing there in the city and keeping it strong. We have Melchizedek is live right here with us in Washington, D.C. He's in New York. So we're connecting the nation up. We got another out there in West Virginia, out in Ohio, all over Texas and places all coming in through Black Power Radio tonight, all down in Virginia. What do you call it, DMV? They want to say District, Maryland, Virginia. No, we call it Delaware, Maryland, Virginia. Washington, D.C. ain't no state. So we got to keep it real. Is that right, Brother Melchizedek, that with me?
Yeah, yes. You're right. Yes, sir, brother. You're right. You're right and exact. Beautiful, beautiful. Now, this program is on, what, just on the Sundays, this program?
We have Sunday and Monday at 8, Brother Melchizedek. You can tell. You got a mic anytime because this brother can host and talk and put on presentations that's so excellent. We've done it year after year after year in New York, Chicago, all over the country. He's just an awesome man in his own right. But are you a Harlem man, a Brooklyn man? Give me a little talk about New York and how did Melchizedek come to be. What's up with New York and Melchizedek?
Well, New York, all I do is keep everything available. You know, I republish all the publications of the most honorable life drama. His publications, because his teaching was right and exact, but beneficial for all black people, right? Oh, and the latest, they just renamed the street of 127th Street and Malcolm X Boulevard. They're renaming it the most honorable Elijah Muhammad's Way. That takes place in May, okay? But, you know, I deal with the Nature of Islam publications under the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and I work with the five centers, the gods and herbs, and I keep everything available, you know, for the young generation. For now, all the knowledge and wisdom that we have to make it short, keep it available, and make sure it goes to the young generation. Because the generation that's come behind us, as long as they have everything they need and are equipped with, they can take it to the next level. You understand? You see, because even like the restoration that you're speaking of, you see, you have to put things in place because if X amount of money to come down, you want to be able to channel it right into the community to reestablish everything that the communities need, which is like the supermarket, laundromat, daycare centers, educational centers, recreational centers, of affordable houses. You know, the needs of the communities throughout America can be rebuilt, restored with everything that the people need to put them on a comfortable level of living, which is the food, the clothing, the shelter, transportation, and even at the end of the year, they can take a vacation. You know what I'm saying? But this is where we are today, because the knowledge is out there. Everybody's awoke. It's just a matter of us coming together for one common cause of doing what's best for the upliftment, the unity, the love, and the respect.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we know that Brother Melchizedek has an extensive experience in just reaching out to people. See, he's taught how to handle people. See, the early feet of Islam were taught how to handle people, how to manage it, how to host a man, how to feed a man, a woman, a child. And
right.
These things that were very, very valuable to these table talk and the tabletop teachings. Muhammad Elijah Muhammad is the simplicity of life and taught us, well, what you do with the savage man? He said, you're going to have to teach him some basic concepts of civilization, but you're going to have to give him some cultural refinement. Is that right?
Cultural
That's refinement.
True.
And to get this joke straight. He's going to need culture revival. Is that right?
and another thing that we have to focus on, in order to keep a positive mind and a beneficial mind for the uplift of the people, we have to eliminate whatever shortcomings we may have. No vices. Nobody. We have to keep a clear, positive mind at all times. So whatever little shortcomings we may have as far as the alcohol, the drugs, or the marijuana, or whether tobacco, whatever, we have to eliminate all that. Because, see, these vices that we was accustomed to, that we dealt with, you know what I'm saying? We already been there, so no sense in us staying there. We got to cut all that loose so our vision can be come to the surface where we can focus and see ahead what needs to be done for the benefit of the people. And the only way we'll be able to do that, whatever little shortcomings we have within ourselves, we all have, even me, we have to purify ourselves spiritually, mentally, with no foolishness, no negativity. Everything got to be positive and the direction of uplifting the situation of ourselves and our people.
That's right. That's right. But Melchizedek, man, I mean, you always talk about the young people pointing out, and we got all these folks here on Black Power Radio tonight. One of the outstanding sisters that comes straight out of Brooklyn, right there with you, Sister Beverly. We got this brother named Melchizedek with us tonight, and we want to reach out to one of our spiritual advisors. She is a national spiritual advisor for the Black Panthers all over the world right now, and we got ministers all over the world right now, and we're reaching out to our beloved Queen Mother. She's the Queen Mother of Brooklyn, but she's residing in Gaffney, Spartanburg, South Carolina. They have killed her son there, Brother Melchizedek. She's going to explain a little bit to you and our vast listening and participating audience and get this up to party to give us the warm welcome. Listen to every syllable this sister has to share with you tonight on herself, her son, and what we got to do tomorrow in City Council Spartanburg. Want to welcome to the mic our beloved Queen Mother and the National Spiritual Advisor for the Black Panther. We will welcome our sister, Queen Mother Beverly. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. Black Power?
Black power. Assalamu alaikum.
Black power. Blessings to everyone.
Black power.
Excuse me.
Greetings.
Peace.
Tomorrow, they have a county council meeting in the county of, it's a city, but it's the county of Spartanburg, South Carolina, where my son was murdered in their detention center unjustly. For walking in the road, because that's all he was doing, took him to the detention center. And they gave my son 2 shots of Aristotle, which he was not accustomed to. And it the side effects of that psychiatric drug, it has a whole lot of negative side effects. And he went through those turmoils, and they didn't handle it correctly. And they tased my son and pepper sprayed them, and I don't know what all they did to them. I'm speculating because I haven't seen the video. And today is the 168th day, I believe. I got to look at the calendar. But, you know, by their words, it's 5.5 months. By what they say, it's one thing. I haven't seen no footage of his confinement, so I don't know what they did. I know what they said, but what they did, I haven't seen it visually, so I'm not going by what they said. Because man speaks his forked tongue. So we're going to the county council meeting tomorrow. Basically, this will be about my fourth or fifth time. We're going there to address protocol of the police because we went to the sheriff's name in Spartanburg over the police is Chuck Wright. Chuck Wrong, right? We throw that wrong in the middle, but his name is Chuck Wright. And when you go to the sheriff's office, the actual sheriff and the deputies and the lieutenants and the captain in that building, they said that they do not have to identify themselves. And that just behooves me. I mean, this is the United States of America. I have to identify myself to them. So why isn't that reciprocated? But that's what I'm going to address in the county council meeting tomorrow because they know who I am. You know, I'm not going to keep standing up in front of people telling them I'm Lavelle's mother and he died in police custody October the 3rd, 2022. They know, everybody know all that. Everybody knows all of that because anytime I get a chance, I show my face. And I stand up 10 toes down, you know, for my boy because he can't do it. So I do it. Whenever I get the opportunity, I'm there up in front and center. So tomorrow, that's what I'm going to find out. That's going to be my spiel to them, ask them why they don't have to wear badges. Now, this was told to us because we went to the sheriff's office, Akbar, Brother Akbar. Can you know, back me up with that, and some of the other pastors that were there. You know, they said they didn't have to identify themselves to who let us acknowledge their names and their badge number. That's just farming to me. Just like they picked up my boy, I didn't know it was against the law to walk in the street, but that's what his arrest was for. And he did 5 hours later, my son died behind that. So I'm going to find out from the county council that was elected officials over Spartanburg to find out what their jail, not Brooklyn 76 precinct or Florida jail. I'm going to find out why Spartanburg jail, prison, detention center, sheriff's office, why they don't have to identify themselves. So they told us we had to write for you, fill out papers for his name. That's crazy. And we did that.
Okay, now.
My youngest daughter took 25 pages, and she's been going over there putting in those FOIAs. I filled out 2 while I was standing there. A few of the pastors filled out 1. I haven't got a response back yet. But the sheriff, Chuck White, he did come out because Brother Akbar summoned him out and summoned him out and summoned it out. He finally, I think he was in there all the while. Us being there almost 2 hours, he finally surfaced, and he told us the arrested officer's name because on the arrest report, only his last name was on there, but he told us it was Christian. But we still don't have his badge number. But that's what I'm going to address tomorrow in front of the county council.
Okay.
And
okay,
I hope
you – hold on just a moment. You can get the numbers – expose it to the news media. You understand? Now, your demand to the news media, you want names and the identification number, the number, the police badge number. Once you get the names and the badge number exposed, you understand what I'm trying to say? Then you can move towards $100 million lawsuit of unjustified homicide. Okay? I don't know if you have, but you got to get the names and their serial number. See, once you have the names,
one of them,
Now, she was able to get on President's Day, Brother Brother Minister, Malatesta. She was able to get the name of the officer finally after a few months now of tracking this stuff and going back and forth to the detention center where he was executed, where he was murdered in the detention center. They got 20 body bags coming out of the administration around that detention center and that administration in Spartanburg. And they tried to get the Beerbelly sheriff to come down to just give her the name. All the officers.
Well, how many officers
to get her name? Huh?
Okay, how many officers was involved in the homicide? How many officers?
Now, we have yet to know that, but we know the guy who took him in there. They knew that Lavelle Lane was supposed to be taken to his residence. He had temporary residence in the Midway. It's like a group home or a mental health center. All the officers knew this man, knew where he was supposed to go, but they took him into the detention center anyhow and ended up killing him in the detention center and saying something else.
I understand. Now, the officers that involved, do you have their name and serial and number?
No.
They can see all what took place. They're not showing. The state of South Carolina, Senator, we have done several protests out there. We're going back Monday and ask the city council position. What is your position on the cover-up, the stick-up, the lying, and all these 20 body bags that you got? They're leading the state of South Carolina in Spartanburg. They may very well be leading the nation in the most body bags out of one administration of about 20 black body bags coming out of South Carolina. And we're going to be there tomorrow to check them with Los Angeles Islands is in the midst of their iniquity. We're going to check these bastards. You feel me what I'm saying now?
Yeah. So I hope we can get that.
And we got two or three more we got up. I'm just seeing how to get them to the mic. We got the Queen Mother. Let's see, reach out. I don't know. We leave South Carolina. I don't know if Ty Nitty's there. You still out there, Brother Ty Nitty? Brother Ty, you still out there? Brother Ty?
Yeah, I'm in her.
You better, he can give you the update. This man is on the ground in South Carolina. He's the state chairman. You got land acquisition. We got a lot of things popping off. All over Gaffney, Spartanburg. I mean, we're all over their ass. You tell them about it, brother. Ty Nitty know what we're talking about. Power to the people.
Hey, I just now tuned in, like, right before you know what I'm saying? But it's a dirty cracker game out here, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's a dirty game. And the crackers play it well. They use psychology, brainwashing, education. They educate people a certain way to make them think a certain kind of way. But guess what? I'm gonna just make a long story short. Out of everything that they do to us, we can't control nothing that they do. We can only control what we do. So, what are we gonna do to work together better as a people? What are we going to do to keep our eyes on the main goal? That's all I'm worried about. We can talk all day. Crackers done did this. They did something in 1789. They did something in 18-something, 19-something. It's 2023. They still doing shit. We can't control what they're going to do. Tomorrow, though, we're going to put boots on the ground. We're going to confront them. We're going to let them know that when you do something, you're going to be confronted. People ain't alone when you do something. We're going to step up. We want to know your name. We want to know your wife's name. We want to know your husband's name. We want to know what you do for a living. We want to know your kids' names. We want to know everything about you. Because if you do something to me, and once you have done something to me because you did something to my people, we want to know everything about you so we can know how to motherfucking react to this whole thing that's going on. Are you killing people, man? That could have been me. That could have been your son. That could have been your wife. That could have been your brother, your daughter. So they kill
okay,
us.
I want to stick to what I was saying.
Walking down the road. Oh, we going to snatch him up.
I'm all right.
Some medicine. That could be me.
I'm
let's
good.
Take this kid
now
to a Chinese man overseas.
Yeah, listen, then cut it. Go
ahead. I'm
who
in?
Is that, man? First of all, hey, who is that?
Wait for Ty Nitty to finish. Then Mel Chesnick behind. Ty, the chairman in South Carolina, is explaining. He just got cut a line. Something cut his line off. So we back in, Brother Ty Nitty. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. The whole thing is, at the end of the day, we can only worry about what we going to do. So let's learn how to come together as a people and make moves, making plans, bringing in knowledge every day, fully capacitating yourself with what you do. Everybody don't need to do the same thing. Everybody got different strengths and weaknesses. So we got an accountant over here, person that's crackhead over here, but they're going to jump on the roof. They're going to crawl under the house. We got another person that might want to be a fireman. We need all these different people. But we don't need to count nobody out or make somebody feel inferior to other people that's doing something that looks more important at the time. We need everybody to come together, and we need to use their strength that they got and fully capacitate the strength that they got. Everybody need to do something and come together. Y'all get what I'm saying without me keep talking and talking and talking and talking? Let's all come together. We're going to come together tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. He's right. We're
going to come together tomorrow in Spartanburg. We're going to let them know when y'all do something, people watching y'all. We got people watching West Coast. We got people watching overseas. We got people watching up north, down south, Midwest, everywhere. So when you do something, we're going to come together and we're going to confront y'all. And it's even, I even see people of different colors coming together talking about, yeah, we don't like that, we don't like that, even though I don't really feel too much feelings or compassion for different groups. I'm pro-black, and that's what I stand for. And I'm not ashamed of it, you know what I'm saying? I'm pro-black. But I ain't black saying problem. I dislike any other of the cultures, but that's just, I'm black and I'm pro-black at the end of the day. So, We just gonna make moves, you know. I'm working on helping my young brothers build credit, helping people know what they need to do to be able to go into a bank and get a loan for a business or to buy a home, to raise a family, and just small things too, like just living day to day, like how to handle things, how to present yourself in a public setting, how to go to a job, and just different little small things that people need to work on that I see that's in my area. So that's what I'm working on. Your area might be something different that you need to work on with your youth or with your people that's elders. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Some
right.
of the elders
you right.
work to, they might need to learn how to send an email. You know what I'm saying? Some of the young ones might need to know how to present themselves at a job interview. You know, keep your pants pulled up. Regardless of being disrespected, you know, just let it roll over your shoulder and just roll with it until you get into a different playing field. I'm just giving examples. You can't always jump mad every time somebody do something. You know what I'm saying? You wait till you get in a different playing field, then bring it up. You might have to just go with the flow for the time being and then just proceed. But some of us, you know, we got so much pride every time somebody do something, we want to snap in. You can't do that. Even like, let's say we go to the sheriff's office tomorrow. One of the crackers or somebody, they disrespectful. We might can't snap on them then. We might got to, for the time being, just move how we can move, and then later on we can address that later on. If you snap in,
right?
Guess what? It can be gunfire exchange. It can be somebody can die. It can just thwart the whole damn thing that we're trying to do. We're trying to gain ground, get information, get progress, get them to give in, and just, you know, we're trying to move up and make progress. That's what we're trying to do. We ain't trying to make enemies, more enemies, make more problems and make it harder. And sometimes we get our emotions up, yeah, we're going to make it harder because we're going to just go with the first thought, and that's the release. We can't always do that. So just everybody just use your head at all times and be aware of where you at. You in redneck land. And they got backup. They got more backup. They can dispatch the National Guard. They can call the military.
Right.
Unless you can live off the land and run up in the woods, and you know how to live up in the woods for days and weeks and months, and you got money and you got, you know, different things you need, then I wouldn't. Yeah, go ahead. I wouldn't suggest just, like I say, everybody stay in their lane until we can get in a different playing field. Then we can project our energy against people in the way we need to. You know what I'm saying? That's why, like, I ain't saying it like I do shit to people or nothing like that, but sometimes somebody might do something, you might have to wait, and then later on you pop their ass, you know what I'm saying? But, all right, it was like that. Okay, yeah, I respect that. Okay. It might be 3 years, might be 3 weeks, 3 days, 3 hours, 3 minutes. It might be, you might see them in Texas, you might see them in another place. They might have a flat tire. Then, oh, you remember me now? Then you got to get, you can't just, they might disrespect us tomorrow. We might have to just walk away. for the time being. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you know, let's respect each other, not bicker amongst each other. Put our differences aside. Everybody not going to like everybody. But we all coming together for a common goal, so let's do what we going to do. We know what the common goal is. Keep our eyes on the prize, and we know what our prize is. We know what we want. We want reparations. We want respect. We want them to stop killing us. We want job opportunities. You know, we want education. We want land acquisition. We know what we want. We got to hit it at all different angles, and everybody brings something to the table, no matter how old it is. Might be somebody 80. They know something you don't know. Might be somebody 5. They know something you don't know because I can give them a phone and they can do something on the phone you can't do. I promise you. And so everybody brings something to the table. Oh, that person, they got this different ailment, or they got a drug habit or alcohol problem. But guess what? They can do something you can't do. Or they perceive something. They can do something in a different kind of way. So let's respect everybody, put our differences aside, and just go in for what we know. Black power.
Black power. Black power. Thank you, Brother Chairman Ty, out of Spartanburg, yes, South Carolina. And we're bringing back our brother Melchizedek, and followed by Brother Alfred out of Sierra Leone. And Africa is coming right behind Brother Minister Melchizedek. Black power.
Black power. No, the only thing I want to make plain that the names and the numbers, the serial numbers of those officers, you have to expose that publicly. You get attention when you expose something publicly. You know what I'm saying? If you get to the news media, you know what I'm saying, let them know the names of the police officers and their number, their serial number, who was involved with her son's homicide case. That's what you want. Once you got that, because the name and their number gives them their whole history, the whole background. And once that's exposed publicly to the system or in front of the world, then even though we're sorry for his loss, but then you can move towards $100 million lawsuit for unjustified homicide. Unjustified homicide, which is murder. Okay? That's what I want to establish,
this.
All right?
I think Queen Mother's left there with you. About this case. Mm-hmm. This, it went from the jail, then it went to the coroner, then it went to SLED. SLED is the police that investigate the police here in South Carolina. The SLED got to finish with the, listen, since this happened October the 3rd, they've been procrastinating and playing tic-tac-toe with us, telling us we're going to get it, 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 circle jerking us. Now the Attorney General, Alan, can't think of his name, never stole my thoughts. But anyway, the Attorney General office has Lavelle's file now, case, or whatever you want, whatever category you want to put it in. They're passing the buck. So once the Attorney General gets done with it, which is the footage, the video, that's what we are basically waiting on. Because you could piss
okay.
on me and tell me it's raining. You could piss on me and, let me finish, please. You could piss on me and tell me it's raining. But that video will speak volumes. But they had this video since October the 3rd. Today is March the 19th. Now, I'm pretty sure that they dissected it, cut it, and chopped it, and flipped it, and dipped it, and did what they wanted to. I mean, it doesn't take that long for this video. You can take, I mean, even with my cell phone, you can put a video up and I take a copy of it and send it to Akbar. I can take a copy of the video you have on the phone, you post a video, I can send it to California, Dr. Tuesday. So it doesn't take that long to release no video. You can take a copy of something and forward it to someone. So they're doing what they please. They got us on pause. They got us on standby.
Yeah,
but it's not.
More
time. What they thinking is the more time they prolong and hold up, we just going to go away. But I'm not a go away person. I don't run hide from nobody, male or female, black. But that's their mentality.
Excuse me.
But I'm not going nowhere.
Was it was the situation exposed to the public. You get attention when exposed to the public. Now, was that video was exposed to the public?
Yeah, we've been
on
TV.
The news media? Okay. It's been the news media and everything about the video, the whole situation. Okay. No good. No, as long as it's exposed to the public.
That's what I'm telling you. We haven't never seen a video, period. Back in December, they called us to Greenville to sled to look at a video. I thought we was going to see the whole thing. But number one, before I went, I prayed about it. God told me it wasn't time yet. So when we got to Greenville to the sled office, my husband, my oldest daughter, but next to the oldest daughter, and my youngest daughter, we rode to Greenville from where I live at, which is about an hour, to the sled office, the police who investigates the police, to see the video. I didn't go in. I stayed outside. My husband went in. My two daughters went in. But I told my husband before he went in there, I said, God told me it ain't time yet. Don't go look at that video. My husband's name is Andy. So my two daughters went to watch 20 minutes of a clipping where they chose for us to view, for them to view. I was supposed to view it. I would have went in, but I chose not to. 20 minutes, but my son was confined my son, when they picked him up, it was 10:25. By 4:45, he was dead. They showed 20 minutes video. Where's the rest of it? So we're still waiting on that. That's what I'm telling you. We haven't seen nothing. We haven't seen anything. And the Attorney General of South Carolina, the Attorney General of South Carolina has that video.
So it sounds like a serious case of malfeasance and the public deception is in the mix of it. They have excessive use of excessive deadly force, unethical conduct while in uniform, and the whole corrections, the sheriff's department, all have conspired to do a cover-up in the murder of Lavelle Lane. And so we
have
the city council to unfold the picture in front of the city council to find out what is the public policy? Why are there so many body bags in Spartanburg County? And what is the city council's position? What's the mayor's position? And what are they doing at the county level? And we are doing a thorough investigation on this thing. And we're going to shake it out. The public knows, but I think some of the media is covering part of the case because they haven't gotten in. They should have asked the pertinent journalists. The investigative journalism should have driven to the point of having all these officers' names as well.
Yes,
so we know there's everybody's in the cover-up, including the goddamn dog catcher is in on the cover-up in Spartanburg, my mind.
Right, but now all that has to be exposed to the public, and you can do with flyers and posters and stuff on a demonstration. The whole situation got when everything exposed to the public, it's hard for them to cover up. You understand? The only time they can try to sneak and cover up stuff is when it's not exposed. But once the public knows, that's when you're going to get more support because a lot of parents is in that same situation. You follow what I'm trying to say? When you want things done, you got to expose it to the public. You understand? Yeah. And that's when you get your support from the public.
Let me let you know about this.
Then the news.
Out there last week, listen to me. We was out there last week, right? We recently have a Tyree Holcomb. They said that he was he had a warrant. They said they sent a dog in there. He went to the man's mother's house. He stayed with his mother. He lived with his mother. They went to his mom's house. They handcuffed his mother and his sister. Sat them on the curb outside the street, because they ain't too many curbs here in South Carolina. They ain't like up north New York. They got dirt roads. They sat them outside handcuffed because the mother wanted to go and calm her son down because as him, he had mental issues. He was schizophrenic. But he was 38 years old. My son was 29. Instead of them letting the mother talk to her child to calm him down, They did not. So he went and barricaded himself in his bedroom. They said, they told the media that they sent a dog in there, which is a police dog. He got a badge and everything. They sent the dog in there. They claimed that the man was stabbing the dog, so they shot him. They did was, there's no evidence, nowhere, shape, form, or fashion, of a dog being sent in there after him. So he supposedly had defended himself with a knife. Supposedly had stabbed the dog. There's no vet evidence that a police dog was treated. They unscrewed the doorknob where he was barricaded in his bedroom in his mother's house while they got her detained sitting outside on the curb instead of letting that lady talk to her boy, her son, and calm him down. They shot through that door hole where they took the door handle off and shot him 5 times and killed him.
Yes, it did. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is recent. Mm-hmm. This is recent. This is something I'm telling you I know. I stood with that lady last week in front of Spartanburg Detention Center with the National Justice Network. It's an advocate here from Greenville, South Carolina. Ain't was nobody out there but me, her, my husband, and I thank his sister, and I thank his uncle, and another lady. I don't know who the other lady was. That's 5 people, one hand. I asked Dr. Candace Brewer, I said, you've been running this and doing this a long time because I met her because of the death of my son. She came and knocked on my door. Okay. I said, why ain't more people standing out here for this here situation behind this police killing and this detention in this jail? You know what her answer was to me? That they are scared. She said she
now, this is her blood brother, right? This is Dr. Kenneth Brewer's blood brother was shot over a dog 5 times, an unarmed, known to be unarmed black man, shot down 5 times over a mangy dog. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. Now, I'm telling you something I know. I'm telling you something that I was standing there witness. And I asked her, why is it more families out here? He told me because they're scared. I was flabbergasted.
She has to try to get to the news and tell the whole story publicly on the news.
The news was out there, sir. The news was out there,
did
sir.
You tell,
and it was
you,
on the news.
And you,
it was
you,
broadcast
you,
at night. We was out there at 12 o'clock noon. It came on the news at 4, 5, 7,
okay.
and 11, and it was on the next
morning. Okay. Okay, now you're going to try, listen to me, you're going to try and get to the news again to make it plain that nothing has been done pertaining to that situation as of yet. You haven't seen no video. There's no movement. There's nothing positive done to expose these policemen, their names and their serial number, and also the video. The video is still being kept secret from the public. And you want the video to be exposed to the public. You want the public to see it, like they did in that the case down there was in Memphis with the Nicholas, what's that brother down there, where they had the video and everything with the four cops beating up
Tyreek.
You want that video, yeah. But you want that video exposed, just like that video was exposed in his situation. You want that video exposed to the public, so that went all over the world. That video, because I saw it right there on my cell phone. That's what you want. You have to demand that video to be exposed to the world. That's your position,
sir?
Right now.
What's
I'm Melchizedek. Melchizedek from New York. Melchizedek from New York. Melchizedek Shabazz Allah.
I come from New York.
I beg pardon?
New York. I come from New York to East New York, Brooklyn.
Right. Okay, I'm over there. Oh, I know where you're at. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm over on Flatland.
I live in South Carolina now. I've been down here 11 years. And my son had only been down here 15 days before they murdered him. 15 days.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
But we have been
exposed to this, sir. I have been on the TV 4 or 5 times. Begging for
now,
this video.
Okay, good. Now, but but you want demand. You got to continuously demand for that video to be exposed, because that video going to tell the story. That's your point. That's okay? Right. Okay.
Without a doubt, that's what's going to happen.
There you go. That's the main thing. That video has got to be shown, because that video is going to solve the problem and show these policemen went against the law. They violated the law because they moved on an innocent man unarmed. It was 100% wrong. It was unjustified homicide. That was permitted. Yes. You can say premeditated murder. It was a murder thing, and the video would prove that. The video would prove that, just like it did down there in Memphis with the brother down there. Yeah.
And the bottom line is you won't see. By the time you see the Black Panther Party, then you know that a man disguised as a law enforcement taking taxpayer money has violated. He has violated the law. If you see the Black Panther machine, then you know that someone from that particular department has violated a law. And the only reason we'll ever meet with them is to bring an indictment against the officer that's been accused of the crime. And we know there's been a violation. By the time that the Panther arrives, you know there's a violation. So I want to go out to Africa. I want to pick up my brother. I don't know if Brother Chairman Alpha Cissé of Sierra Leone, are you still there with us?
Yes, sir. Black power.
Okay. But listen, brother, I have to go now. Main thing, I gotta go. But the main thing is, demand that video to be shown publicly.
Yes,
that's
sir.
The key to the case. Okay. All right. Black
we'll
power.
Be at city council
black
tomorrow,
power.
Exposing videos at the city council tomorrow in Spartanburg.
There you go.
Thank you, brother.
Stay on that point. Stay on that point. Yeah, okay, they're going to try and Black Power.
Black Power. Salaam alaikum. Okay, he's gone. And there's Brother Alpha Sensei. He says that.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Black Power. Yeah, I'm so happy to be here again. When I was listening to Border Attack in South Carolina, the chairman in South Carolina, you know, I feel so welcome because this chairman is doing extremely well out there. And I want to assure him that the new government party is with him. The chairman, Sheikh Mohammed Akbar, is with him. And we are all with him. You know, he's trying immensely working for the new government party under Sheikh Mohammed Akbar. You know, the same thing I'm doing here. I'm so happy that every community here listening. We just have to step up very seriously to see that we fight for the black image, to see that we all put stop to the black, to the treatment that the white people are giving us as black people. It is not a cause or it's not a problem to be a black man. It's just that these people want to see us, and when you look at the king, we are the gods. We are blessed. We are rich. It's just that these people don't want to see us unite, and that is why we are fighting them. We keep on fighting until we get what we deserve as black people. We deserve respect. We deserve what belongs to us. We deserve what should be with us. That is why I'm always admiring Sheikh Mohammed Akbar, the national chairman. Is doing extremely well to see that we accomplish that everywhere, every place, or every city that black man is bullied or killed by the white folks is always there with his team to see that they fight for justice. That is why I'm happy that we have such a chairman like Sheikh Imam Akbar who is putting the boots on the ground to fight against the injustice that we, the black people, are undergoing. And I can assure every community here that under Sheikh Mohammed Akbar, we are going to get our justice, no matter what. We are going to get it because we deserve it, because we should have it. As black people, we deserve and we should have it by any means necessary. So I'm so happy to give my own contribution here today. We will have the Black Power Radio program tomorrow again, which is Monday. The chairman here in Sierra Leone, there's a situation that things are getting, you know, things are really not easy here. The chairman, we are still calling out on every comrade out there that is listening to me, you know, to give any support that they want to support the new Black Panther Party here. We will be happy, whatever little it is, to see that our organization here in Africa continue to flourish, continue to shine. Under Sheikh Imam Akbar, you know, we are calling every comrade that they are, you know. And once again, I want to make this clear. Any comrade that really want to pay visit here in Africa, he or she is welcome. I'll be happy to take him around to see the beauty of Africa, to see the places where the slaves are transferred, to see the place where the slave trade was being established by the white people, where they were selling our black fathers and mothers. I will be taking each and every comrade that's willing to come to some of these places, because it's an historic place. They have to visit there. It is a great place. I want to send a great respect and greetings to Chief Justice and Dr. Critical Sutbe. Are you with us? Dr. Critical Sutbe, are you with us? Black Power.
Black Power. That critical truth base should be there. Are you there, Doctor? Let's see.
Okay.
We may have to rouse up in a minute. But she is there. Her line is open. And let me see. We may have to get her to the mic. See, Dr. Critical Truth Bay. I don't know if she's there available.
Okay.
But she will return to the line.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead, Brother Alfred.
Yes, sir. Another comrade, Black Lightning, Koran, was it Stevie Biko?
See if we can get Brother Black Lightning to the line. Brother Black Lightning, are you there? Should be open.
Black Power, I'm here.
Black Power, go ahead.
Yeah, Black Power. Yeah, I want to send shout out. And
Black Power,
I can't
wait
to see any one of you.
Tell me, Alfred, Black Power, sir.
Black Power. Black Power. I can't wait to see any one of you here. I can't wait. I really want to see you guys here. If you decide to. Because Africa is your Black Power, Black Power. Greetings to each and every comrade out there listening to me. And one thing again, we should try to do as comrades is to respect each other. We should follow command. One thing about our movement, if we don't have respect for each other comrades, or we don't have respect for any comrades here, it will not be nice. We should have respect for every committee, you know, that's one of the goals. That will push the black power movement forward. Respect should highly be given to each and every committee. We should not go against that. Sheikh Imam Akbar is our national chairman. He should always be step up for anyone that go against the respect of our comrades. We should not do that. We should try by any means to give respect to every community, no matter what. You know, I want to say this again from my own point of view. We're still calling on you comrades out there that we have some needs here for other comrades here. Comrades are here that are really going through struggle times, very, very struggle times. And we have so much things to do to push the movement forward. Here in Africa, the new Black Power Party under Sheikh Imam Akbar, we have so much work to do here. Although the same thing is over there, we are always with you guys. We are wishing all the best for you out there. We are praying that the Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will keep us strong, keep us very, very, very strong, and give us the ability to push the Black Power Movement, the new Black Panther Party, to fight for justice for our brothers that the white folks are killing, just like that. as the chairman here in Africa, Black Power, I will end this discussion here as we should unite and give respect to each and every comrade. That is my last word I will give out to you all out there.
Black Power. Yes, sir. We got Maurice, we got Brother Black Lightning, and several. Black Power, you there? Was that Dr. True? Let's see. Brother Apperson said called on Dr. True. Brother Black Lightning, you there? Black Power?
Black Power, sir. National Medicine Defense here. I'm just sitting here looking at the Rashid Carter case, you know, with the man in Mississippi that was a modern-day lynching, you know. They put him in a hog pen and decapitated him, you know. And then the local authorities down there wanted to sweep that under the rug, too. It seemed like they had just a bunch of rug sweepers. So I'm just saying, if we pay attention and we really look and start doing some stats like I've started to do, we're going to find out something. There's 13 body bags coming out of West Virginia Detention Center this year, just like Spartanburg. Now, if I do it all around the board, I'm wondering how many.
Detention Center in West Virginia? What's the name of that detention center?
I think it's Berkeley County Detention Center, and Martinsburg, and I looked and saw that they were, they got bodies coming out of there left and right too, you know, and I'm wondering, is this an all around the board thing, you know? I think it's all around the board thing. You can't keep having people be detained and on little stuff and then turn around and never come home again, you know? Or we're gonna have to learn how to fight. And I mean it just like it sounds. I mean it just like it sounds too. We got to learn how to fight back. You know? So don't tell me you're gonna tase me and I carry all these tasers. Don't tell me you're gonna spray me and I carry bear spray. You know? Can you mute your line, please? Brother Alfred, can you mute your line, please? And a salute to all the soldiers out there, all of our brothers and sisters, comrade in the struggle. Big shout out to Brother Alfred in Sierra Leone, been keeping it real consistent. So y'all, when y'all put some money on that $77 Bakers hashtag, the big black bus for us, and that's 77 Bakers, and $77 Bakers, so that we can get on the road and be able to get back and everybody get to their families, you know. And that's $77 Bakers, and you can hashtag Sierra Leone. You know, and or just give from the heart. So we are the last remaining real revolutionaries. Somebody asked me today who I work for. Other than these crackers, I work for the people. We the people. I've been working for we the people before I even started working for the. I won't even call them that because there's so many. Black directors and stuff. It's like we don't even give ourselves a pat on the back. I met a black director of the company, and I walk over to him and tell him, "Bro, I'm proud of you being a black man in that position." You know, I gave him to it straight. You know, it wasn't because you're a nice guy or any of that shit. It's because you're a black man in that position. So, I'm just saying. As far as fighting back, I ain't telling nobody to do anything illegal or anything wrong, but you do have the right to defend yourself even against the snakes in blue. You got the right to defend yourself. Any man hit you, you got a right to bust his ass. So they act real tough because nobody's busting that ass. You know, they grab us and slam us to the ground. But we done forgot our wrestling skills. We forgot our kung fu skills. That's what's up. Because I know I can reverse that move. And I wouldn't want to be the one to slam Officer Friendly to the goddamn ground, take his gun, and wait for his motherfucking supervisor to show up. You know? But you can do that. And you got a legal right. Reminds me of when I was doing security. I used to be a security guard. And I had a captain come on my post talking shit to me. I put him out the building. That's where you got to be. So I'm built for this. Black power. Don't forget, $77 Bakers, because we got a lot of moves we got to make, and and we need everybody to come to the that's in North Carolina, South Carolina, in the vicinity, or if you just want to drive 7 hours, like, or 8 hours, and get there. Any means necessary. Jump on the bus. Jump on the train. They got a train station right next to the courts in Spartanburg. You know? So y'all get there, and let's get justice for our people and start raising awareness, because if we don't, they're just going to continue stacking these body bags up, and don't think it's just in Spartanburg. That's what I'm getting to. It's all around the board. Black power, y'all.
Black power, black power. We're going to run right over to North Carolina. We're going to pick up 336. We're going to get a 336 at 853. You're live on Black Power Radio. As we thank Black Lightning for his contribution as well. Black Power, Black Power. Right there at 336, 583, you're live.
Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. Comrade, Brother Field Marshal, Regional Field Marshal, Brother Maurice. Black Power.
How y'all doing? Like, I'm just listening to y'all, see what y'all talking about. You know, we got business we got to take care of tomorrow, so I'm just getting prepared for that.
Man, I'm glad to hear you, big brother. Glad to know you're right in there. They pushed over the swimwear so you could get right in there. And we're right here by your radio, giving you more of what you listen to radio for, having the most informative radio talk show on the Internet, anywhere on 196,940,000 square miles. Right here on the planet Earth. We're glad to hear from you, Brother Maurice. And, you know, we're proud of the work that you're doing in Carolina and throughout America, and you're just growing and moving. Well, we're real, real proud to be associated with you right there in Roxboro, North Carolina. Yes, sir.
Black power, black power. Proud of you. Thank you, National Chairman.
Thank you, beloved brother, Buck Field Marshal. Black power, black power.
Black power.
So we're glad Brother Maurice is there doing multitude of jobs right here at the new Black Panther Party. As we move on down the line, we're going to pick up 805. We should be pick up 805 is live. 805-805-805-235. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black Power. This is Warrior Woman. Came to,
hey,
you know, wake up people.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
I get so mad
that they're killing our people left and right, you know, and we have to do more than demonstrate and rally. You know, I heard on the Internet that the people from, didn't want to have reparations, you know, and it's a black organization, you know, they're mostly run by Jews, and everybody thinks are Jewish last names. But Johnny, what's his name, was part of it. Anyway. So anyway, we have to go back and pick up
that
the weapon.
That old wooden tube, Amos, right there in San Francisco. Warrior Woman, that's old wooden tube, Amos, there, right over there by you, Warrior Woman. He ain't no good for me and you at all, whatsoever. You know him, too. You know that old wooden tooth bastard. Yeah. You know him.
When I used to be involved in the All African People's Revolutionary Party, and they would have rallies, and then it ended up that most of the people were selling goods, you know what I mean? Then more people participating in the rally. And the same thing's happening with the Aztec dancers. You know, they're going on 25 years, but there's more people that are vendors than they are people that are going to, you know what I mean? It's just like we're stuck on materialism, you know. We have to go back how Doc did it, is pick up a weapon and tell them, you shoot one of ours, we'll shoot one of yours. Don't they always say a tooth for a tooth? You know, people aren't like that anymore. You know, you feel like going and slapping their face and, you know, and say, wake up. You know, they're going to anyway. They're going to pull us out of the car and shoot us. They're going to come, at, you know, they're spraying us and giving us all kinds of rashes and germ warfare and psychological warfare, you know, and it's all war, and we haven't even picked up a weapon to say I'm fighting back. You know, I'm not taking it anymore. You know, that's why I says I don't care to go to rallies because I'm going to tell them. I went to a Peltier rally. He's doing 48 years inside there. No weapon, no evidence, you know. And so it's like I don't want to participate in any of these white man's system. You know, we have to claim sovereignty, you know, stuff. We have blood here out in Oyate. You think that the forestry would come and save us, you know? No, they didn't. Hey. They said, yeah, that's Indian land. You know, we are not going to bring our bulldozer in there and fix your roads. So we had to ask people. 30-some people came from Santa Maria to come and dig us out of here after 6 days. You know, that's what I'm saying. Don't say you're revolutionary. You know, and you're fighting for your people if you're not standing up and doing it or picking up a weapon. Yeah. When Khalid died, I picked up a weapon and shot any goddamn plane that flew over. I'm claiming airspace, you know. He would always talk about citizen arrest, you know. How come we're not doing anything like that? How come we're not claiming our sovereignty? They don't accept us in their constitution as a citizen or as a human or as a people, you know. We have to get real. You know, and if we don't, you know, people are saying, let's separate. Well, then goddamn separate. And you'll see how better our people are separated than living for, you know, for the leftovers of the white man. This land isn't theirs, never was theirs. We don't even claim ownership because it belongs to the creator. You know, so I think that we have to literally tell them to go to hell because that's where they're going. Their God's going to send them. All the things that they do, the majority of us don't get an education. We're pushed out. Most of our men are in prison or being killed out in the street. You know, so don't, you know, if you want to play revolutionary, then start wearing, you know, the equipment. You know, and I think that's the way, you know, we have to do it, you know. The Indian people are still sitting on those resources, and we can't even use their resources, but they can come and dig it up, you know. How many years have I been saying we have gold under Redwin, under Oyate? How come I haven't seen anybody come and say, hey, let's dig it out? And, you know, we are getting to the point where we went overseas is that, you know, we have the right to be at the East Coast and go through the ocean, have that right to go to another country and start selling this stuff. Why do we have to go to any other country? We can survive here. But I think we need people to, if you're talking about materialism, let's go for the gold, man. Why go for these nickel and pennies and selling shoes and T-shirts? You know what I mean? So I just get so mad hearing it because, I mean, enough is enough. We're having people in Oakland and San Francisco and San Jose, their husbands and their children are being shot by the cops. In L.A., people are getting shot and they're not doing anything. You know, and all we're doing is, you know, that's what Doc wanted to do was, you know, to connect north and south and east and west, you know, and really talk revolutionary, you know, like the brother. We have to travel and go from town to town, you know, and wake up people because unless we're moving and that energy isn't start or spark, it ain't going nowhere. You know, that's why I says on the reservation, there is gold, there is timber and land and blue diamonds, and we need to tap into things like that. Literally have an economic base. You know, if we're talking real, let's get real.
No question.
Black
that's
power.
The real for real. Black power warrior woman is right there on that west side with Dr. Crickle Truth Bay and all of our network is chiming in and making a difference right there. We got a 951 at 951-951. You're live at 951-551. You're live on Black Power Radio. 951?
Yes, sir. That's me. Yes,
so
sir.
Ahead,
that's
talk
me.
Black.
I'm sorry. It's a lot of noise. Yes, sir. I'm here. I'm
dropping like
original, man.
Go ahead, my name is Reggie Romaine from California. From California.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm
yes,
the 1619 Reparations Party creator. I was at the last meeting in Sacramento. If you look at the last one, I said in 35 seconds, we need to create our own party. We need to get away from these Democrats and these Republicans, and we need to go our own black party. And they can't take over 1619 Reparations Party because the words are too effective to them. They'll never take over like they did the Republicans. So, brother, I just hope that y'all bless me because I'm coming to y'all state. Well, they got seven different states that just opened up this study on these reparations. We here in California get it in at the AB 3121. Go to the site, California Reparations Task Force.org. You're going to see me from 11 meeting on. I'm giving it to them. I'm letting them know we need our 40 acres and our mule. Like the city, we need to get our sovereign citizenship. We need our land. They're going to figure the money out later. But first of all, we need to deal with the genocide that they got. We need these prisons in California. I was at a meeting, Assemblyman Reginald Jordan Sawyer said that they closed down two prisons. I said, check this out. I'm a Christian. I said, first going to go last going to go first. We need to take care of these people that's in jail because we're getting killed up in there. I got a brother that died up in there in 2011. He had a 10-year sentence. He would have been out by now. He got a staff infection. I got a brother 4 years ago who got sentenced to 27 to life on his first offense from a manslaughter which carried 3D11. We got to stop this, man. Basically, he's 57 years old. He's not coming out. He's a black hole in that penitentiary. Y'all know that. So I can go on and on and on about it. But like I say, brother, I bless y'all. I love y'all. That last Zoom call, they know me. My name is Reggie Romaine, man. And bless y'all. I want to give all y'all a hug right now. Do y'all thing.
Keep it blessed and strong. Stay strong, Brother Legend. We just come every week to Black Power Radio on Sundays and Mondays. You come right on Black tomorrow and set up and drop your piece. You know what I'm saying? Tomorrow night at 7. Or when tomorrow at 8 will be 5. We're going to start at 5 p.m. on Los Angeles time. And we just got so much love for you. And just keep coming because this is the Black Power Radio. We're going in on these
Black
No Good Bastards tomorrow in South Carolina.
That's
we'll
right.
be in North Carolina.
Yeah,
South
go
Carolina
get them, man.
Tomorrow.
I saw that where they ain't
the
got no
gonna ride
on them badges, man. That was crazy. Yeah, I'm telling you, get them. Get them. We'll be
Black
down
power.
There. Hey, y'all need Black Power. But y'all need to open up anybody in the, I'm sorry, if anybody in the Alabama and Virginia. Virginia was the first state for the slave ship, and Alabama was the last one. We need to get those two going
go
with
ahead.
This reparation task force going. Okay?
No question. Well,
I yield back.
On the ass of them. That's right. That's right.
Okay.
Oh, let me see.
Okay, y'all do your thing. God bless you. Agape.
Bless you. Bless you, brother. We'll be back tomorrow night. Brother.
Bless you, too, brother.
Black Power?
Yes, sir.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Strong black minister. Black Power. Truth Bay back in the... I don't know. Is she black? Okay.
I heard.
Still deaf, Dr. Critical of Truth Bay, are you in the mix?
Yeah, Black Power. I'm here,
872. I got one line.
Hello.
Dr. Critical Truth Bay, you're coming up right behind the 872, okay? He's there?
Yes.
Black Power? Black Power.
Black Power, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
All right.
I can bring
872
now, or you want to wait? You want to come now or wait for the 872? It's going to be short.
Yes, 872. Who's
872? Let's see who it is. Let's sign up. 872-201. 872-201. You're live on Black Power Radio. 872-202-201. 872-201. Black Power? Black Power? Take it away, Dr. Truth Bay. Is right, Black Whippers. Right in Los Angeles, California. Black Power. Black Power? Black Power.
Black Power. We're just listening in on...
Someone needs to mute their petty. Somebody needs to mute their phones.
Okay.
All right. Can you hear?
I hear you now.
We come a little closer to your mic, a little bit more mic. Go ahead, Black Power.
Yeah. So just earlier, we wanted to just make it clear that the work that we're doing in South Carolina and also North Carolina, as well as respective to Rasheem Carter, which we haven't mentioned too much, that there is a certain plan, a procedure, on how we apply to have accountability for race soldiers comparably with Spartanburg and what we have learned. The fact that they have no accountability in Spartanburg is not unique to this issue. It is an actual issue that affects every single county, especially down south, where they make up their own laws and rules and regulations. That there are ways that we are going about this in order to bring and expose corruption, but it has to be done where everyone is aware of this platform concerning how we bring back the answers. So we have some good points I hear, but Queen Mother Beverly, if anyone has known the work that they have done since finding out the death of Lavelle Lane, that this family, that I can honestly say in all my years of activism, have been one of the families that have been worked really hard to find answers and stood up despite the circumstances to find the answers. And as Queen Mother stated, many of the families who have gone through the very same exact trouble are not standing inconsistent. They're not bringing in other families. They're only showing their own grief and not communicating with the village so we can create an alternative for our black boys and girls, for our children, so they don't have to be casualties of this oppressive war. I want those who have suggestions to be at the forefront, but to toe the line behind the Lane Reese family when it comes to this particular issue. They are doing everything correctly as far as fighting to your capacity for answers. We have a lot of people that grieve differently, but when you grieve to the point of finding out answers, exposing the opposition, and eventually having a bill in the honor of our loved ones, the Lane Bill of Rights is what we're working towards. It's not going to be a secret. We're telling you now what the end result will be. But we first must put on record the lack of accountability that these arrogant, and I use that word lightly, these arrogant Spartanburg law enforcement officers, starting with Chuck Wrongright, Greg Satterfield, and Wooden Tooth J.D. Bush, not to forget Mr. Parrish, Chris Lesso, Mark Sledge, Rusty Clevenger, and Attorney General Alan Wilson, who now has the video that the family to this day have not seen, that all of them will have their grandchildren either be in the penitentiary as well or face the consequences that our loved ones are facing. There's a way to hold people accountable. But you can't have too many Indians, too many chiefs and not enough Indians, too many leaders, too many suggestions. We understand opinions of others, but it has to come together cohesively in order to get an answer. So we are going to address the six county council of Spartanburg, not the city, but the county of Spartanburg, with these six individuals, starting with Monier Abusoff, who is the so-called president of the NAACP of South Carolina in his division. What laws or what accountability issues will they bring to the table now that they know that they make up their own laws? Watch the video. If you haven't seen the video, please go on my Facebook, Spiritual Truth Mail. Go on Ms. Reese's Facebook and look at the video on what transpired in Spartanburg. Acknowledge it. Watch it and see the questions that have been asked. This is how you fight revolution, Black family. You ask the question and you be consistent with it. We don't complain. We don't argue with each other because we want to save our energy for the oppressor. This is what I want to make very clear. So as we move forward to fighting and rewriting the laws that they apparently don't follow. We want everyone to be on that same page. So as we cover and give you the update after tomorrow's Spartanburg County Council meeting, and where these points will be addressed to the governing body responsible for Spartanburg Sheriff, then we'll see what the outcome is. But it has to be on record. It has to be for. And the speakers that will be speaking will be our national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar, will be our Queen Mother, Beverly Reese, Mr. Reese, and Andrea Reese, will be the top four speakers concerning lack of policy from Spartanburg Sheriff's Department. And then everything
and
else,
very likely,
takes time.
Likely Dr. Bureau will be there. Very likely Bureau will speak.
Well, if she be there, that's fine. That's fine, but was we got to be.
Was that a question?
Will Dr. Bureau speak tomorrow?
No,
I'm asking
that
a question.
Okay, call the Queen Mother.
That's the question.
I'm sorry, Dr. of True Faith. Is that a question?
Yeah. Will Dr. Curtis Brewer be speaking tomorrow?
I haven't spoken to her. I don't know. I don't know what that lady. She wouldn't even come on she wouldn't come on Black Power Radio last week, before last, so I don't know. I doubt it. I don't even know if she's coming. It doesn't even matter to me because we'll be there. That's all. That's enough for me.
Black Power.
Black
Power.
It's her brother. I'm speaking because, like I was talking to with, I'm sorry to cut you off, Dr. Tuve, but let me say this and I'm going to give you back to my speech. And to me, if she's not the host or the presenter, I feel that she falls back. And, you know, us being as one unit under one umbrella, like Dr. Truth Bay just said, you know, you can't have all chiefs and no Indians. I mean, everybody has a role to play. God give us all a task, each and every one under the sound of my voice, whether it's sewing, whether it's baking, whether it's teaching your little children, your little grandkids, the ABCs, the 1, 2, 3s. So if she's not the spearhead of engagement, to me, personally, because we all got opinions just like, you know what, everybody got one. My perception, if she's not the facilitator, you don't want to be bothered. Now, that's just what I'm feeling. That's just that's the way I feel. I'm not speaking about nobody else but me, myself, and I. That's the impression that she gives Beverly. So I don't know if she's going to be there or not. She know more about the county council meeting than me because she was born down here. I just moved down here. So I know when it takes place. I know my name is on there. I know your name is on there, Brother Akbar, and I know my husband's name is on there. I know Andrea's name on there. I don't know. I don't know if she called in to put her name on the roster.
I got it. I know.
You have to call in. You have to call in advance and put your name on that list to speak. And I've done that for my people, for you, Andrea, and my husband, and myself. Now, what she's done, I don't know. But like I said, she was born here, and she has county council and city council's calendar. She know when they meet. Just like you are always in another state. You know when the county council meeting is. I know when it is. I'm pretty sure she knows where it is because she was born here. And she's quote-unquote supposedly be an activist, so she know what tomorrow date is. If she's called in or not, I can't speak for her.
Right. Okay, well, thank you so much for the update.
As far as the Racial Justice Network.
I didn't pull her chain and say, you coming or you not coming. It's a county council meeting tomorrow because that's knowledge if you were South Carolinian and especially under the umbrella that she supposedly is in charge of. So she knows tomorrow is a county council meeting. But me personally, Did I reach out to her and ask her was she coming tomorrow? No, I did not. Had no intentions to at doing it. And I have no intentions at doing it. I know what I have to do. I'm held accountable my actions. I'm held accountable for my actions. I don't know if she did or not. But it would be surprising if I see her coming here, because this would be my fourth one, and I've never seen her.
Right, and that's the point that we want to make about activism. A lot of people talk it. It sounds good. It looks great in pictures. But there are actually some of us that actually live the revolution 24 hours, 7 days a week. It is a burning sensation in your soul when you know things are not right for the black man, that you want to do everything in your power to change that. Only very few people can carry that torch. And so I want to make a very clear announcement concerning activists and activism. Racial Justice Network since have gone through the same exact trauma that not only the Lane Reeves family have gone, but many of the Spartanburg deaths were people that have family. And the fact that they're too scared to stand up, that's the reason why they keep stepping on our necks. So when you have a family that's standing up on behalf of all families, the families who have directly been impacted should be the ones standing side by side. And Candace Burrow, I hope you're listening. This is a direct request to you. God does not play favorites. Sometimes a message has to be given, and the position that you were in as a racial justice network, you should be standing in the gap for all these families. But not only have you flaked out on many meetings, those who have flaked out on any type of meeting, but it's not someone we want to continue this revolutionary work with. You've got to be consistent in your actions and your words. Because I tell you, the freedom train on this block is going to be leaving. And it's going to leave with or without your ticket in your hand. So I'm sending love, spiritual guidance, because I physically, from California, am unable to be at every meeting in South Carolina, but I guarantee you I will be there in spirit. I will be following it online. I will make sure that I will follow up with these six council members, starting with Monier Abusoff, and finding out why South Carolina does not have any accountability for white or the pink people, accountability for their not wearing badges, not identifying themselves. It's just a circus, the way that they responded, black family, on February 20th. You must look at the tape. And when we stand together and unify and show them in their face that this is not right by showing accountability, there's victory in this. So I want us to be very careful on how we move, because God sees everything that we're doing. And when we speak differently than our actions show, then the only one that we have to say shame on, it will be shame on yourself. So this is a clear message to Candace Brewer and any other activist. Toe the line. Say what you mean. Be there, because we're all facing the same trauma. But don't be a disappearing act, thinking that you're doing something for the community when damn sure not, you're not. You've got to be consistent in your words and your actions. So with that being said, Black Power, power to the people.
Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, power to the people.
Black Power, Black Power. You're coming in loud and clear, loud and clear. Okay, you're about to go on some recap there, Brother Alfred, out in Sierra Leone. Are you doing recaps? In other words, did you have something
yeah,
further to say, sir?
Yes, okay. Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. I just want to send a special greetings to our hardworking comrade, which is not a person, but comrade Dr. Credit L. Toothby, the Minister of Justice. And
our Queen Mother. I want to send special greetings to you out there. You all guys are doing all it takes to see that we have, the black people have involved in anything that has to be with black people and fight for what is ours. You know, I want to send a special love greetings to you guys out there. You guys are doing extremely well. Dr. Critical, I hope you can hear me. And Black Lightning, comrade, you are so special. Thank you so much. You are doing so well, too. Much love and respect to you. Well, our national chairman, Sheikh Mama Akbar, you always doing the best. And that is why we are so proud of having a chairman like you fighting for the black people. If we lose someone like you, we will never get nobody else. So that is why I always defend. I always say this. You are far more better than Malik Zulu Shabazz. You are far much better than him. Because this is what you are doing. While Malik Zulu Shabazz is just posting on Facebook, fighting. That's not what black people put on the ground. Fight for what belongs to black people. Black people should have what belongs to them. We should have our justice. We should have rights. We should have our own government. We should have everything that should be for black people. And that is exactly what you are doing. Our national chairman, Sheikh Ilham Akbar, you are such a blessing to the black people. You are such a blessing to mankind. You know, you are doing so well. And again, that is why I always, when the revolutionary movement is focusing on you, you are the one I'm emulating. You are the one I'm copying from. What you are doing, your work, the way you are doing things, always incredible. So that's, I always give you that respect, sir. So again, we are here as the NVPP representing the New Black Panther Party. We are always calling on you guys out there. Reach out, see that how you can help us here in Africa, because we have other comrades in Ghana. They are looking to me. They are looking what the Black New Black Panther Party will do, what the chairman and other comrades out there, Black Lightning, Koran, Azil, the chairman in chairman in South Carolina, the Chief Justice, Dr. Tupi, our Queen Mother, and all, Brother Morris, all of you guys. We have also chapter in South Africa, Kenya, all these chapters, they are representing nobody else but the New Black Panther Party under the chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar. We also have chapters in Gambia, Senegal. So these are, we have, the one thing about the New Black Panther Party under Sheikh Imam Akbar, we have chapters in most parts of, the only place we don't have chapter for now is like Botswana. But surely, the comrade, me and him always discuss, I am talking to him about opening a chapter there. If we can have like 10 or 7 comrades out there, it would be nice. We have chapters in all of this, all over Africa. So if Chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar decides to say, I want to pay visits, let me first pay visits in Sierra Leone to see my chairman. Yeah, when I take Chairman Sheikh Imam Akbar to Senegal, to Ghana, to Nigeria, to these places, it's a blessing because he is the chairman. We are representing him. We are representing the New Black Panther Party, the NBTP. We are representing the chairman. Nobody else but Sheikh Imam Akbar. That is why I normally call him, disturbing him, asking that what is the plan for the organization here in Africa, because other comrades are asking me, this 2023, what is our step? What is our goals? What are we going to achieve in this 2023? What are the plans that I've laid down for organizing here? I always tell them to just study the protocols, the code of conduct, and train Liberal Party as a communist, as a revolutionary, you have to physically. So I always tell them to study the code. Everything that pop up, whatever information I have for the organization, here, what plans we have, because they were asking, when are we going to receive these people, our senior community in Africa? When are we going to receive them? When are they going to pay visits in the motherland? When are they coming to see that? What is the situation is like in Africa here? They are asking. They are so keen. Even the community like the year yesterday, me and him was discussing. Wilfred Wilbur in Liberia. He called me, say, Chairman Alfred, we want to ask a question. When are we going to receive our senior comrades from the US coming to Africa to pay visits? I was like, oh, surprised me with this question. I said, for now, I don't have any information about it, but if I have any information, I will let them know that the chairman is paying visits. But if the chairman is coming to Sierra Leone, he has to go to Liberia, he has to go to Gambia, he has to go to the Ivory Coast, Senegal, Gambia, Ghana, and Nigeria. Okay, he will be tired. So, any information I have, I will let them know. He said, okay, we want to, we always telling our community in Liberia that the chairman or our senior comrades from the US pay visits. I was like, oh, don't tell them anything like that because the chairman never discussed about paying visits in Africa. If he decides to tell me that, hey, Alfred, I'm coming to Africa, the chairman, I will organize that. I'll make sure I'll disseminate the information to other comrades and other chapters in different African countries. I'll tell each and every chairman out there that our senior chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar, is paying visit to the motherland. Let's just be glad to welcome him and make a very good pleasant welcome for him to see the motherland. Please take him to places that has an historic event about the slave trade. I tell them that, and I always tell them, because the chairman in Ghana also, was it on February, he asked me the same thing, but I told him that I never had a discussion with chairman about it. The only thing he always tell me is that let us keep up, let us be patient, let us follow the protocol, study, and do, I always be physically fit, all the meetings. That is what he always tell me, but he never tell me about paying visit here in the motherland. But if he do so, I will let them know. I will not keep it to myself, say, chairman is coming to Sierra Leone and go back now. And if chairman comes to Sierra Leone, I will tell him to pay visit to all these places because there are chapters in there. So it's like that. But as far as I want to appreciate each and every comrades out there, you guys are doing extremely well. You guys are fighting the injustice, the killing of our black people out in America every day. When I normally click on my Facebook line, on my Twitter, on my Instagram, TikTok, I normally see the kill of our brothers or sisters in America, always killing our black people. And this has to stop. We have to put boots on the ground. We have to fight for the killing of our people. It's undone, and we're not going to accept it by any means. That's why we are going to fight. If they can't stop, we will not stop, because we are fighting for what belongs to us. And we want our peace, we want our freedom, we want justice, we want liberation. Why are they killing us? Why they don't want to see black people? That's the same thing happening here in Africa. We always be marginalized. We always be looked down upon. And that is why we have governments that we elected in power. When they come, they leave themselves and their family, they leave the masses to suffer. And if I can assure you that in some parts of Africa here, like for instance here in Sierra Leone and Nigeria, I can assure any comrades here that the situation here is very, very bad. If you are here, you'll be wishing to go back because the political situation here, the killing of people, this politician fighting to take power, and the innocent people are dying like that, it's a cause of concern, it's worrisome, because even me, sometimes when I'm walking on the road as the chairman, I'm normally scared. I said I'll be dead shot, because I don't see reality. I don't belong to no political party. I don't support nothing like the puppet movement, no, because these people are representing the white people. When they come to power, they need themselves and their family while the mass is here. With all the skills we have, with all the education we are suffering. We don't have job. We don't have...
Come on.
Okay, we should be black. We lost contact for a second, but we are black. We are actually black, and I hope everyone else is black. All right, we're glad to see you. Everybody's flashing and moving around on the board, but nevertheless, you are black. We are black. We got Dr. Truth Bay. Are you there? We've got Black Lightning. Are you there? We got Queen Mother.
Black Power.
Are you there? Black Power. Black Power.
Yeah. My daughter
had a little technical
on,
move.
My,
go ahead, say it again.
My daughter is on this line. The 646 number. My oldest daughter, my first child.
Okay.
I don't know if she wanted to. I didn't call her. I didn't shout it out. Now she might as well talk. Raquel.
Right. She's speaking through your line?
No, she's
okay.
On her own phone.
Okay, I don't see her right. Oh, what, give me her number again.
646-510.
She's on the internet. She has to. She has to have a call come through.
She said she didn't call in.
Yeah, she got to call in to get it on this network. To get inside the studio, you got to call in. But there are vast listening audience out on the computer system. Unfortunately, they can't speak to us now, but we're happy to have our vast and participating audience. They're absolutely wonderful. But she has the opportunity to call in if she'd like to talk. Okay, we haven't heard from her in a while. What's been happening with her? She the one that just got the got a truck or something? You get a truck?
No, that's Roxanne.
Roxanne got a
Raquel.
Truck.
She just works for the Justice Department in New York.
She's in New York. Yeah, she's called for quite a few times and organized with us and on and on and on.
Yeah.
So that's been all right. That's great. That's great. Well, we're happy to know that she's on board with us. Go ahead.
All of the children probably sleep, so she probably don't want to talk. Wake them up. They got school tomorrow. She got small kids.
Well, do give her the greetings, and we're happy that she was able to come in when she did do a phenomenal job of connecting us up to a few dots and so forth. So that's all wonderful. So let's see what we got here. Where's Mr. Reese? Is he around tonight?
He just walked in. Here you go.
Here you go. Yeah, we'd like to hear from him. Mr. Reese, we're happy to hear you, and welcome to Black Power Radio.
I'm working, you know. I just on something priority, just to use the bathroom because I don't like using a bathroom because it's very filthy there. So I don't, you know. So I just come home every once in a while, and then I get me something to eat. But you know, everything's still about the same, you know. But I'm just waiting for these people. I just hope they persecute these people, man. These demons, you know. I just hope that you know. Traded, they filed charges, devils, man.
Well, the bottom line is that we have to put a little added social pressure, a little community organizing, et cetera, to shake these bastards because they're not going on their own. I think they're having fun trying to drive the numbers up because 20 people have been killed in about a year, and it's just crazy as hell to me. I mean, it doesn't sound normal to me. They're leading all townships in South Carolina, and I'm looking around, and they could be leading across the United Snakes or some say the United States of America.
Yeah,
but
United
we're still
Snakes.
Not, I think they're the United Snakes as well. Yes, sir. But how you been otherwise, Mr. Reese? We're happy to hear you here tonight. Black Power Radio doing our thing. Yes, sir.
Yeah, glad to hear your voices. And I just, you know, when I can get in, when I fit in, you know, because like I said, I'd be working on weekends. But it's a pleasure knowing that everybody's still sticking together. And it's nothing like having unity, you know, unity. And that's the best policy. All right, here go Beverly.
Well, brother, we're going to be tomorrow, Mr. Reese, if you're still there. We're going to be at City Council tomorrow. Are you aware of everything going on?
Might
be already there. You're aware. You're going to be there tomorrow as well, Mr. Reese?
Yeah, I'm going to be there because I got an appointment in
Frankfurt.
I'm going to be already there.
We're going to see you tomorrow with all of the Black Power activists. We're going to be in North Carolina, then South Carolina tomorrow night. So we're going to come in to shake, rattle, and roll. We're not going to pussyfoot around with the opposition at that point. They haven't done anything in the way of doing their job. As far as the Reese family is concerned and the case of Lavelle Lane, they have fumbled the ball terribly, and we feel it a great miscarriage of justice to the point it could be very well obstruction of justice. So we're looking forward to talking with them tomorrow in Spartanburg. Okay, who do we have left? Somebody can, we can round robin the mic and pass it around. Roll up a fat one and pass it around. Black Power.
Yeah, your shadow always going to be right there. You know, you got your shadow right there. It ain't going nowhere. So anyway, appreciate everybody to come on the line, everybody to keep trying, you know. And the dedication I hear, you know. But I was going to say, I'm going to put it like this. If you got five people in a race, can everybody mute, please? If you got five people in a race to get somewhere and they all know different ways, some going to take the alley. I'm going to take the mountains. Some going to take the back streets. Some going to take the highway. But guess what? We're all headed to the same destination point. We're all in it to win it, you know? We're all here for the liberation struggle of our people. So I'm not gonna belittle any activist, whether he be the kind that's cold-blooded kill your ass activist, or be the kind that wanna come with love activist, or the kind that wanna come to the city hall activist, or the some that wanna come in the middle of the night and do something. Yeah, I ain't even gonna say it, but I'm just saying. I might not agree with this one. I might not agree with this one. I might actually agree with all of them, but not in public, you know? So what I was going to say is, you gotta stop turning, stop looking at everybody under a microscope. We as a people need to stop looking at each other under a microscope. There ain't nobody perfect. Jesus wasn't even perfect. You know what I mean? So, and no man, it say right there in the scriptures, none good but God, you know. So unless of course I know for a fact, I ain't throwing no shade on nobody. You know what I mean? That's like presuming an older martial artist won't beat your ass, and I'll leave it at that. Black Power. That's an inside joke for those that know me. Black Power. I loved it. Oh, I forgot. $77 Bakers. We need everybody hit that $77 Bakers because we are hitting the road. We have a long way to go, short time to get there, as that old country hillbilly song said, you know? And we do have the sheriff watching our asses. So we need funds. We need funds to get us there, get us back, and get a backup plan if need be. There's always a plan B. And that's another inside joke for those that know me. Black Power.
Black Power. Give as generously as you can tonight, because we're going on the road tomorrow, and we need
the support. We're dollar sign 77 Bakers. Whatever you can give, I mean, for real, don't give until it hurts, but give until it helps. And every little bit helps, so give what you have, and we are happy to be able to service you, number one. And number two, we're going to do something to make a difference. Be assured, tomorrow night, something will be made different in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Be assured of that. And we're saying Black Power to 737. You're live. You're actually live on Black Power Radio. Black Power to 737-703. You can talk Black Power.
To you. Agbar, Black Power to you, General. You know, I just want to say this on your travel, brother. Remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual principles that dictate our actions. And know the altitude of the government that Allah has placed you spiritually over. Take that with you, man, and let us know that we cannot be a people without a spiritual warfare. And so I think that we together, we have a common denominator. We serve a mighty God. And I think if we all stand up under his truth, that'll bring us back together through our culture. You know, one thing about different tribes, they had their different ways, their different practices. But we had one lifestyle. We had one mission, man. And that's to live the way we always live here, up under government of Allah. And I think, man, that the truth shall be revealed in his word. It says that my people have fallen so far away from me. And until you turn your face back unto me, I shall be plagues and calamities unto our household and generations to come. And so today's the day, Honorable Shrek, E-Man, Akbar, through your spiritual altitude, man, I know we can liberate our people, man, back to a spiritual culture that of God, man, and protect us on a physical plane. And so wherever you travel, may Allah continue to bless you and continue to bless the people through your service and through the service of our ancestors before you. I thank you for this time to share with my people. And the truth, man, shall be revealed in time. So Black Power to you, King, and all the people around the world. Black Power and all power to the people.
Black Power to you, King, and the General out of Texas, man. We show so much love. We appreciate you coming live. Black Power, lifting the spirit of all of us, as you've done for so many years. I know he's got at least 20-some odd years of dedication to this work, so we're proud to serve with you and stand beside you in the ranks before you. Whichever way it comes, brother, we know you know how to manage it, and you come with the high knowledge and the high wisdom, and we're thankful for you coming here tonight live on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black Power King.
Black Power King.
Yes, sir.
Black Power King.
Chief of Staff, salute. My national assistant on the line with us, Black Power, Abdullah.
Abdullah, what do you have? Black Power.
Black Power, call me at Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power, you
are. Right now, I'm on 770 in Times Square. You're a bitch on Grand Patrol. I want to say Black Power to all the comrades in New York. Black Power to all of our comrades all over the country, all the way to San Diego. Black Power. We need to do more operations. We need to get boots on ground. And let's do a recruitment job with fundraising included.
Black Power. Black Power. Thank you. Brother Abdul.
Well, we do a recruitment
there. Around the country. Salaam alaikum.
Salaam alaikum.
What's going on, Abdul? What's going on? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're so
Black
happy
power.
To have you tonight, man. We got to go into Carolina tomorrow, brother. We need all the support we can,
okay.
So push us on down the track and bring us on back upright. Black Power?
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black
sir,
Power.
What are the comrades? We got some more out there.
Black Power, baby.
Throughout our vast listening
and
participating audience.
Okay,
Black
Power.
Yes, sir. Black Power. Black Power. We're getting on the trail, y'all. We're about to get on the old dusty trail like Ronald the Raygun rolled through the Death Valley days. We're rolling. Right up into South Carolina, North Carolina, and everywhere else on 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. We ain't scared, we ain't scared of these bastards, and we got to go check them in the midst of all of their iniquity and all of the misgivings, their dastardly deeds, and all that they are doing. We have come to set the record straight tomorrow in Spartanburg, South Carolina. So here we go, here we go, here we go, y'all. Anybody else that had that breaking news or some fact, attack, or whatever's taking place in your world, in your geographical location, or as they call it, your nick of the woods, tell me what's going on here tonight on Black Power Radio. Black Power, because you're live on Black Power. Go ahead, Black Power. Who else is out there? There's some open mic going on right here now. Go ahead, Black Power. Everybody's open. Dr. Truth Bay, your line is open. Dr. Warrior Woman, original tribe, is right here with us. Come on, Warrior Woman. Black Power. At least she's still there. Come on, Warrior Woman.
Black Power, what are you calling?
Black Power, we got some other Warrior Woman number two in Los Angeles, Dr. Truth Bay. Dr. Truth Bay, Black Power. You got Warrior
yes,
Woman 1 and
Warrior Woman,
two.
Is she still on the line?
Wow. Black Power. At least her line is live.
Black
we got
power.
One mic
sorry,
on you
I'm
right now. One mic. Black Power.
All right, Black Power. So just to wrap up, I want to name, I'm going back to Spartanburg County Council members. We have District 1, Monier Abusaf, graduated from Wofford College and also NAACP South Carolina. Then we have District 2. We have Jack Marbury. Then we have District 3, David Brick. District 4, Justin McCorkle. District 5, Bob Walker. And District 6 was the only woman there, Jessica Coker. These are the six members that they're going to address concerning the lack of policy written. And as we mentioned before, the main issue is to get, is to build accountability. And it's all of us or none. One time for us to get in and make a statement, we have to have it on paper as well. But I'm very proud of us. All right. I'm very proud of the success as far as how the Panthers move when it comes to accountability. That's one thing that we cannot match when it comes to standing up for the rights of those who have been wrong. There's no other group that's more unmatched than us Panthers. So what I would like for us to remember is know your purpose. No big I's, no little U's, that we're all a unit, and we have to come together to execute just the simplest message. And when it's power to the people, power in numbers is the key. So I really look forward to us succeeding and excavate the issues at hand, but more importantly, we must be self-determined. We must be self-governed. We must separate from the oppressor. This is not an option. Freedom is not an option. It's freedom or death. And if you are in the way, then it is death to you. We have no room for complacency. We have no more room for excuses. We have no more room for you joking around, talking smack. Right now, it is power to the people, and we mean that. If you're not part of the people, then I need you to disappear, because we're not playing no games right now. But our loved ones are dying. They're being killed without accountability. You see, we got time for you to listen to how scared you are. You better pick up your balls and start walking in line. You better start getting your fear factor in check and toe the line. This is not a game, Black family. Revolution is not a game. And I promise you, this time around, it will be televised. Power to the people.
Power to the people. You heard from my doctor.
Black
power. Go ahead, the Queen Mother's
got
it.
My baby girl on the phone. Andrea's on the phone.
Black power.
Andrea, please name that city councilman that tried to align himself with us at the last city council in Spartanburg, if you can. Who was that member? that tried to align himself with us that he talked to you? Go ahead.
Was it, are you talking about the white guy or the black guy?
You can name both of them. We're going to try to go after them tomorrow night. We got to get
name
some friends
all,
on
baby.
Our
name them all.
Huh? You can name them all. But I heard the name come across. I think the only one that's supposedly the black member, did he appeal to you or was it a white man?
Yeah, his name is Monier Abu Sa'd.
Yeah, Monier
Abu
Sa'd. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He's probably a Muslim brother living down there in old Spartanburg, and he's going to compromise his, you don't understand, and roll on this thing to appease. He's an appeaser of the opposition. And so we want to be extra hard on going after him to win as many over to our team and our side as possible while we're there at City Council tomorrow. So we got to appeal. Got to put on our best, our very best etiquette and go for it, as we have no choice tomorrow. All right, Black Power, Black Power. Go ahead, Sister Andrea.
Black Power, Black Power.
Hi.
Go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello.
Hi.
Greetings, Black Power.
Welcome to Black Power Radio.
I don't know what to say.
Say how
you say
feel.
What's on your mind. What would you like to see accomplished?
Tomorrow we do have the city council meeting in which I hope to be able to be there, and I will be there and attend it with my parents. I will come across of the treatment that we received when we went to the sheriff's office, and I also want to discuss with the county council member, can't remember his name, but it was a white gentleman that was going to quote-unquote call me with any type of response of answers. I never got a call from him.
Satisfied.
So I want to be able to be responsive to him about that as well. So this should be really great tomorrow to bring it of attention. Also, I would like to ask if that video of like any treatment or whatever, hopefully I can be able to show them that. I don't know how we would be able to make that happen, but if I'm able to do so, that would be great.
Could show a part of the footage from the video you saw?
I think we could submit it. We should be able to submit it to the council.
No, how they treated us when we was at Chuck Brown White office, when we was at the sheriff's office, the closing the doors in our face, how they treated us.
Can you isolate it, Andrea? Can you get
no bad numbers, no nothing.
Exactly. That was illegal. That was a form of malfeasance, meaning that they abandoned the trust or the volition of we the people, responsive to we the people. Unethical conduct for a public official. There's a list of things that can be attached to that. But we know that they're out of pocket and they're not in line with their own rules and regulations. There are things that regulate these sheriffs, the sheriff's department. Any public official has to be accountable. He has a list of duties and responsibility. In other words, they have a job to do. And you have to press them, hold their testicle to the fire to do their goddamn job. And we may need to pull a job description on a sheriff or whatever from that Spartanburg County has some codes, some ethics. And I think they are in violation of several codes and several principal ethics of that particular office. They are servants of we the people. So it's impossible for him to shield his name, badge number, or any other information that's pertinent to you doing what you got to do as a citizen. There we have it, and we'll be on the case tomorrow as well. Let's see. Was there somebody else that needed to speak before we...
That's all I have to say.
Well, thank you, Andrea, for being consistent and for holding up for your brother and your family and your mother and father to
greatest daughter that they could ever have or anyone could ever have. And we thank you. She's close to graduate now. Tell them a little bit about your school if you'd like to. Or where you are in school. Yeah.
So midterm just came by. I'm on honor roll. And my GPA is a 3.8 on a scale of a 4.0. So I'm doing pretty well. It is a little bit of a hinder, you know, dealing with the situation, but it's more of a dedication type of manner. I'm trying to have more of a positive intake in doing this and withholding for myself and, of course, for my brother because he didn't have the opportunity. So, and my apologies of my absence to any of the meetings that I missed because I do be busy usually within y'all time period when y'all be talking because I work and I'm in school, so I be resting. But I try my best, and I really appreciate y'all. We all are dedicated in getting, you know, justice for my brother. I do thank y'all so much.
Black Power, God bless you. Thank you for coming live tonight. Black Power, we got you. Black Power, and you came live here tonight on Black Power Radio. Is there another voice in the wilderness that we missed tonight or that point that you know you had to make before we take a break and sound off for the evening? Come on and talk black to us. Who's there dying to talk black tonight? Black Power?
Black Power, voice in the wilderness.
That's right.
Bless your heart.
You got the mic, you can rock it, a socket, or whatever you got to do. But you get the opportunity to close out unless someone else has a pressing issue, and you have the opportunity to close us for the evening.
You know, my pressing issue is, I'm going to say this from my core. You know, this has been going on so long. Probably before anyone on this line, it's not no probably, before anyone on this line who even was existing on this earth. And I'm going to do my damnedest to make a mark for that boy that they took off this earth, unjustified, unwarranted, untimely. I'm not going to stop until everybody in the United States, we have someone on here from Africa to everybody know who the Lavelle main name is. I'm not going to stop. You know, they holding back evidence, facts about this boy's demise from us. Because everybody on this line, we are us. This is a one unified people as a people. We are right now. They're holding information back from us. It's going on 6 months. It's about a month and it's about 5.5 months. It's over 5.5 months. But it's not going to stay in the dark. It's not. I know I'm not going to stand alone, but if I had to, hypothetically speaking, if I had to, I'd be standing solo because I'm not going to stop. They're holding back this as if, you know, that we, and I'm going to use that plural, we going to give up. And I know we're not. We're not. They opened up a can of whoop ass. They opened up a can of whoop ass. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. One way or the other, they're going to be exposed. And like my husband said, Lavelle's dad, you know, it's going to be some persecution behind this. Now, the gentleman was on there early. I don't know if he's been following. But we've been on news from day one, from the beginning. And we're going to stay on it. And we're going to stay on there. It's all a matter of time for the attorney general to release this stuff. And what they're holding it for, it just behooves me. It just behooves me, I guess, because they can. Basically, I guess because they can. You know, I'm going to use an example. You know, same shit, just a different day in Memphis. They, those police, and to me, they use them people for example, them black officers, just for example. It took 42 hours for them to release that video of them beating that young man in Memphis. And it's 5.5 months. Why are you haven't exposed that video and it's been on TV yet from Lavelle's? Now, the young lady on the phone, my youngest daughter, she seen that little 20-minute clip that they picked out, that they dissected the show. As I said, I stayed outside. She seen it. And that's her brother. We had to go with it. Brother Akbar, you helped carry my son's casket. But his deceased body.
Yes, ma'am.
But Andrea
yes,
went
ma'am.
And seen it. She went and seen it. She know what she saw. I didn't want to see it. God told me it wasn't time to see it. But she seen it. But I just pray, and you know, I'm not praying for nobody's downfall. But I just hope that when they close their eyes to slumber every night, that they do not have no peace. They don't have no peace now. I don't know if I'm going to be punished for praying a prayer like that. I just don't want them to have no rest. Because they did my son. They did him wrong. They did him wrong. They took him. He didn't just die from natural causes, which they put on his death certificate. Lavelle did not die from natural causes. They took my son's life. And I'm not going to stop until they admit that they are persecuted and convicted for doing such. And with that,
yeah.
I want all of us to do what we're supposed to do, what God says for us to do, to love one another. That's the greatest commandment that we could ever live by. Just love one another. And united we stand and divided we fall. And I guess I'll see y'all tomorrow.
All right,
God's willing.
And we'll look for you. Yes, ma'am. Bright in the afternoon. We'll be there in Spartanburg, South Carolina. God bless you. Thank you all for joining us.
It starts sorry to intervene, but it starts at 5:15. We usually get there at 4:45 to be the first people to sit and have everything together, anything that we have to give to the people of the council or anything. So if y'all could be there around that time, that would be great. I don't know what time arrangements y'all have or whatever.
Interest improves the heart's ability to upload to the body. Just imagine where health. Right. We thank you all. Andrea, you've done a wonderful job of being consistent and persistent and doing the right thing, keeping the case alive and on track and keeping everybody abreast with information and being there, being basically in their face on these issues, because had you not been there, there would have been no interaction at all had you not been there on the case. So we certainly appreciate you and all for putting us on the roster and getting us into the spots we need to be into to get the right visibility, the right responses from the city council, and eventually the right response from Chuck Wrongright. So all of these things are being considered as well. The divine power is working when we're sleeping. So we thank you all. Did you have something else, Dr. True? Anything over that way? I don't know if she's still there. Brother Ty Nitty, did you have anything left over that way? Oh, she's still there.
I ain't got a whole lot to say. Hello. I ain't got a whole
right
lot
there
to say.
With you,
I want to ask that we stand up to him and ask him this right here. This is from my point of view right here at Spartanburg. They rewriting the district lines to try to excuse me for a second. I had to sneeze, my bad. They're rewriting the district lines to kind of use the racism they do usually. You know how they try to have certain white people going to school with other white people. They put the blacks over here, give them the old books and give them, you know what I'm saying, less education-wise. They give them less. They write the district lines around like this right here in little scribbly, scrabbly circles instead of straight across according to who stay in the neighborhood. They try to cut it all up. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about, right? Anybody?
Jerry-rigging or nigger-rigging the district line.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. So tomorrow, they already said last week that nobody's contested the way they wrote it out. I don't really know how they wrote it out, but every time they write it out, it always seems to benefit the white supremacists. So tomorrow what I'm going to do, and if y'all can stand behind me, I'm going to ask them, is it rigged that kind of way? And when they say no, I'm going to ask somebody to put it on their life. I'm asking them to put it on their wife's life, their husband's life, their daughter's life, their son's life, put it on their mama's life. I'm going to say, put it on your life, bro. You know what I'm saying? That it ain't some bullshit. I'm going to say, all right, we'll see. That's what I'm going to do. And we got to start doing that in every city, every town. When you got people to do shit like that, an officer or a representative or a school board member, they do something to benefit them that hurts us, we got to start doing something. Not no marching, not no saying nothing to them. We got to make sure that we ask them where they put it on their life, that they're doing the right thing, because when they don't, we got dumbass people. I can go to the store right now and talk to some people. They ain't got a fifth-grade education. I might talk to their white counterparts on the other side of town. They might seem like they've been to college to me, but they ain't been to college. They might just have a high school diploma. And I ain't saying it's all their faults that a lot of people are dumb as fuck, but I'm just saying we know that the environment that's been set up for the black people to have hasn't been a learning environment, and we know the system that they set up ain't for us to benefit as fully as we could. It's not for us to benefit. So when you got people purposely rigging things, we need to put them in check. Not only here, but like I said, every town. We need to do it in California, New York, Maine, Florida, everywhere. People need to start asking them to put it on their life. And if they put it on their life, then they got to live by it. They got to make that promise. They got to live by it. Get what I'm saying? So that's it. That's how you do it right there. Try my technique.
Do you know that you have to call the county council meeting and let the clerk, Deborah Ziegler is her name, to call her. You got to Google county council and call her in the morning to put your name on that list for you to speak. You just can't just speak. They call your name. So if you want to speak, you have to call in the morning and tell Deborah Ziegler that you would like to address the county council meeting. Mr. Ty Nitty, I'm talking to you.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm listening to you. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what I need to do right now. I need to get on that list.
Yeah. Well, you have to call it in. Let me see. Hold on a second.
Okay, I'll try to remember. I'm driving down the road right now. I'll try to remember. Though. Okay, 864. Mm-hmm.
596.
Yes, ma'am.
2528.
Okay, I can remember that. 2528. 2528. Okay.
2528. Well, I know you know it's 864.
Okay, I got that right there. 2528. You said Deborah Ziegler?
Yes. She'll answer the
phone. Yes, ma'am. Okay,
call at 9 a.m. Tell her you would like to address, you would like me put on the roster to speak tomorrow evening.
Okay.
Because if you don't call and give me your name, you're not going to be able to speak.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I found that out a couple of meetings ago. You have to be on the agenda. You have to call it in. You can't walk in and give her your name to speak. You have to call it in. So it's 596 Deborah Ziegler.
Ziegler. Okay. I'm gonna take care of that early in the morning, because I'm most definitely, You know, when they do that right there, I can't explain the hurt that I feel. To know that, you know, when I talk to people and see how damn dumb they are, some of the things they don't know is just normal things. And then we're trusting, and I don't understand that from the black people. Like I say, we know what they're going to do. We know that they trying to fuck us over. But from us knowing better than that, I don't know why we trust them to even teach our kids anyway.
Well, that's true.
We say, oh, we ain't got to teach them this. We ain't got to teach them that. Send them to school is their job. It's not their job. You teach people at home and you teach them at church. And you get different organizations. You don't just trust the system to teach your people how to be, to brainwash your people how they want them to be. You see things ain't going right, so why are we going to trust them, kids, certain things? And then they're not giving people the proper books and they're not giving them the good computers and the programming and different activities that they're giving the other students, the white kids. You know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about, how they do. But then, really, at the end of the day, though, even if we did have the programs and things of that nature, it's up to us to want to learn. It's up to us not to come to school and pick at each other. Look at your shoes and all that. Your mama, look, and picking at each other. You know what I'm talking about, how our kids do each other.
Yep.
They used to do that, but they do it now, though. They pick at each other. People laugh about that. The Spanish people and the white people and the Indians, they laugh about that. They say the black kids, they pick at each other. The Spanish people, they come in there, they want to learn so bad. The Asian people, they want to learn so bad. They just want to read and, you know, they want to learn the curriculum. Our kids, they want to look good and all that kind of good stuff. I ain't got to go into it that deep. Y'all know what I'm talking about while me doing all the explaining.
Our culture is crabs in the barrel. That's what we are programmed to be as. You know, as you say, it starts at home. But what can you do? You just keep on fight the good fight. Stand ten toes down for what you know that you need to do. I mean, you ain't responsible for nobody else. You held accountable for your actions. You know what I mean? So we just have to encourage one another, man. We have to encourage one another. If I don't know something, I mean, you might know algebra, and I might not know algebra. Help me. Don't hinder me. Don't laugh at me. You know, that's just a hypothetical, you know, statement. You know, that's that crab in the barrel syndrome, and that's what it's a black folk. That's what we do. Yep.
Right.
We've been on the right track so far. We've been on the right track so far. I'm not a quitter. I mean, I can speak for Beverly. I can't speak for no other human being on this earth. I'm not a quitter.
And they stick together.
Not a person. Yeah.
They stick together.
I'm not
the sheriff gonna stick with the prosecutor. The prosecutor gonna stick with the DA. They gonna stick with the public defender, and you know what? That's how they got that natural cause wrote down on their death certificate. The people that killed them, they didn't write it on there. I'm sure the officer
right
that tased them to death and shot them up with the medicine,
right.
They didn't write that on the death certificate.
Right.
They buddy did it. They friend
That's
did it.
Right.
Even if they weren't their friend, they didn't even know them, but they stick together. They ain't have to know that person, but they treat
That's
that person
right.
like family, though.
That's
but
right.
We can't even treat each other like family. We too busy bickering amongst each other. Oh, well, I disagree about this and that. Come on.
Yeah.
We disagreeing and fighting over people in this group. They fight and disagree about this stupid shit.
Huh. Yeah. You're right about that.
We as black people, that's what we do all the time. We always bickering. It's bad. I went to a restaurant that just opened up in Spartanburg yesterday. And I went to a brunch today. They got to search people in the daytime, excuse my language. They got to search people in the daytime just to come in and eat brunch.
Sorry.
Black people. Not no white people coming in. We got to search the white folks. You got to search other black people that's coming around black people on a Sunday.
Oh, wow.
To make sure they don't shoot or kill nobody.
Wow.
I don't go nowhere to worry about no white people shooting me. You know
wow.
what I'm saying? We're worried about each other.
Wow.
They're killing us in another way that's even better. They ain't got to kill us and hang us now. They can set it up for us to fall off. We're going to fall right into their trap and just go on along with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I say, they do a whole lot to us, but at the end of the day, it's up to us. It's up to each individual. Even if we can't do it as a group. If I can't reach out to the group, if I can't reach nobody in this group, I'm going to do what I can individually. That's why I say it don't matter if I – some people might say, oh, we don't want him to be in the group or we want him to step down from that position. I can step down. I don't got to be in no group. Don't got to talk to none of y'all. But I'm going to still do my agenda by myself. I'm still going to get my agenda across and do what I need to do from how I can do it alone. You get what I'm saying? Every individual got to
exactly
do something. But we need to come together. We want to come together. We should come together. But everybody need to be doing something.
That's
you
right.
know what I'm saying? Not just talking about it or complaining about it. Or we ain't even got to have the spotlight put on everything we do, neither. I do things I want them to talk about. When you do it out the kindness of your heart, you ain't got to talk about it or bring it up and want brownie points and all that good stuff. Just do what you got to do. You know you did it. Right?
And God know you did it. Like I said, hypothetically, if I got to stand alone solo, which I know I'm not going to have to, because I got too many children, you know, that my lineage, but I got y'all too behind me. But if it ever came to push come to shove that I have to stand alone, it'll be me and God, because I'm never alone. It'll be me and my Heavenly Father. We're going to do this. And I know that it's gonna be some convictions behind the Bell's death. I already know it.
Whoever did that right there, they're going to pay for it. Whether it's you to make them pay for me or if it's them to do something again or somebody else and they slip up and make a bigger mistake next time. They made a mistake this time. I say a bigger mistake the next time. Or if it's just eat them up inside. You know what I'm saying? Or some kind of different angle. They're going to pay for what they did. You know what I'm saying? They're going to pay for
it. Yep.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we look forward to seeing you all again right back here on Black Power Radio tomorrow at 8 p.m. And be sure to buckle your seatbelts before you set back. Well, my, this has been a great episode, and the question will go back on the table again for reparations. Who is the man? Minister Melchizedek may very well come back tomorrow, but for sure, we give you more of what you listen to your radio for, and by all means, we have the most informative radio talk show on the internet. On your smartphone, dumb phone, Android, paranoid, on your desktop, laptop, et cetera, et cetera. Bah. So there you have
it. They think they're going to get off with a wrist slap. They done set their own booby trap.
My. And you said it, I said it. But my man Marvin Gaye said it best.
Love your mother, love your brother,
love your God.
Don't go and talk about my Good time, we found love. child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone.
But it's much too strong to let it
after we don't build our hopes up too high. 'Cause she's got her own obligation. Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and Mrs. Jones, got a thing going on. We gotta be extra careful. We can't afford to build our hopes up too high. I wanna meet at the same place, the same cafe, the same time. And we're gonna hold hands like we used to. We're gonna talk it over, talk it over. We know, they know, and you know and I know that it was wrong. But I'm thinking strong.
far.